have an air conditioner, set it so it's on recirculate, so you're not sucking in the air from the outside that may be full of dust. And then if you have an air filter, air purifier, use that. If you don't, there are do-it-yourself ones with a box fan and filters for less than $100 that you can make.
The Biden administration's proposing a new plan for exporting computer chips that are used to develop artificial intelligence. Officials say it's critical to preserve America's leadership in AI. As we hear from CBS's Cammie McCormick, another push is on to try to get a ceasefire deal in Gaza.
The next few days are seen as critical by negotiators who are reporting significant progress overnight. President Biden spoke with the Israeli Prime Minister yesterday, and the White House says this deal is based on the one Mr. Biden outlined last year. Biden has been pressing for a deal before Donald Trump's inauguration next week. Trump has pushed for that as well.
Senate hearings begin this week for Trump's cabinet picks. CBS's Shauna Mazel.
Confirmation hearings can be extremely contentious, but Team Trump is expressing a lot of confidence going into this. We know that these hearings come after weeks and weeks of these nominees meeting with Capitol Hill Republicans and attempting to garner their support.
A new NYU study finds the risk of developing dementia after age 55 is now 42%. That's more than double earlier estimates. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
Dementia currently affects more than 6 million Americans. Researchers estimate that the number of new people living with dementia will increase from over 500,000 people per year to about 1 million people in 2060. That's double as many people newly diagnosed with dementia every year.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 160. The S&P and NASDAQ are lower. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. Temperatures have dropped with wind chills below zero. Warming centers are running in Racine and Kenosha counties. Those in need can call 211 to find the closest. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. A fire in Racine County Saturday burned two buildings containing classic cars and RVs. No injuries were reported and the cause is under investigation. A standoff yesterday in Racine lasted 5 hours after a man with a gun caused a disturbance. Crisis negotiators were able to take the man into custody at around noon. The Racine Unified School Board will consider a $190 million operational referendum for the April 1st ballot. They'll talk about that tonight. And Racine and Kenosha counties have launched their tree and shrub sales programs. Both counties offer affordable native seedlings for purchase through online stores. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers surrender to the Eagles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers losing to the Eagles in Philadelphia 22-10. Keyshawn Nixon fumbling the opening kickoff. Jordan Love threw three interceptions. I asked Packers safety Xavier McKinney how he thought the defense played.
I thought we played well defensively. We just didn't get turnover, so they had, four. So, I mean, it's going to be tough when it's like that, the ratio's like that, so, yeah.
The Eagles star receiver, A.J. Brown, caught on camera reading a book on the sidelines during the game.
That's a book that I bring every single game. And, you know, my teammates call it The Recipe. You know, that's the first time I heard that y'all got me on camera. Yeah. It got a lot of points in there, a lot of mental parts about it. But for me, you know, this game is mental.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Knicks in New York, 140-106. The team returns home. Tomorrow night, they'll host the Kings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Sunny and cold today, with high temperatures tapping the mid-teens and winds blustery, whipping up to 30 miles per hour, creating frigid wind chills where we're really feeling sub-zero all day, and a chance of a few flurries flying around late. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 10 degrees at our studios.
Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there.
She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cambric shirt, a deep forest green, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
Timeless hits and CCR on RJN.
I see the moon rising. I see trouble on the way. I see earthquakes and lightning. I see bad times today. Don't go around tonight.
Spread Conference Center, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-G-N. to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely. Baby, I need your loving, not to have all your loving. Baby, I need your loving, not to have all your loving. Some say it's a sign of weakness.
Thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Feels so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, it seems I'd been there before. But you bright enough for me all of my days. With a love so sweet in so many ways, I wanna stop. Thank you, baby. I just wanna stop. Thank you, baby. Sugar sometimes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Whoa. Yeah. thank you, baby.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. If you didn't hear the news, we have just announced that Hermit's Hermits, featuring Peter Noon and the Association, are coming to the Genesee Theater in February, and you can win tickets from us. Keep listening for just how and when to win those tickets from the station that's been around for 98-plus years, WRJN.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Badgers.
Feeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir, pivots, fades, flips, good again, just outside the left elbow,
here,
goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and it fouls.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk! Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world.
WRJN.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I've changed my mind, this love is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kisses the baby. Feels good. Love you like I love the shit. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. I chew my nails down and I twiddle my thumb. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. In this room, it's just great balls of fire.
Fire.
love you like I love it should. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you might. Ain't you trying to kill me like I quit on my thumb? Real rap, somebody show him. Great, 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 great
lyrics, "Gee, I think you're swell." Hear the Turtles, WRJN.
You gotta think about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you ever know near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really.
Eleanor, gee, I think you're swell, and you really do me well. You're my pride and joy, etc. Eleanor, can I take the time to ask you to speak your mind? Tell me that you love me better.
I really think you're groovy. Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor, can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor, love me.
You wanna stay.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Great tunes, man. Okay, Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story at 12:05, all about a, well, let's call it a stunt driver. A great story. And I'll just leave it there for now. Hear the rest of the story with Paul Harvey at 12:05 here today on WRJN. Right now, let's get you up to speed on what's going on out there with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Warming centers are open as temperatures take a dip. The National Weather Service has wind chills below zero today and through the early part of the week. Many area libraries, community centers, and government buildings are serving as places for those in need to warm up. Snow returns later in the week. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Before the barn burned, someone said they heard an explosion. There were two buildings on fire in that big Racine County fire Saturday. No injuries were reported and no animals were impacted. There were classic cars, RVs, and other vehicles being stored in the barns along 6 Mile Road in Caledonia. The cause of that major fire is still under investigation. Fire crews from all over the area were called in to help. We're working on learning more about what led to that standoff in Racine yesterday. Police say at around 7 yesterday morning, a man with a gun prompted the situation at a home near Geneva and Hagerer. 5 hours went by in that standoff position, with crisis negotiators able to get the man into custody at around noon. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Sunny and cold today, with high temperatures tapping the mid-teens and winds blustering, whipping up to 30 miles per hour, creating frigid wind chills where we're really feeling sub-zero all day, and a chance of a few flurries flying around late. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 12 degrees.
He said it would.
Was Midnight Plane to Houston. True. WRJN.
Thank you.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Bring in the Beach Boys. Let the party begin.
Ba 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 looking for romance, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann. Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann. You got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann,
Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann,
Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. If you're like me, you try to think ahead, and where is Paul Harvey taking the rest of the story today? Today, because I do that, but today I never saw this ending coming. It's good. 1205 WRJN.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
Inside. When you come back down, girl, still that confession when I'm telling the world that I love.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Herman's Hermits and the Association coming to the area. Listen for concert information, ticket information, and a chance to win tickets from WRJN.
And if she should tell you, come closer. And if she tells you where the charms, tell her no, no. The charms.
Tell her no,
oh,
no,
oh,
no, 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 no.
Down love and love from
no,
your arms.
No.
This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Music and Ocean.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Los Angeles County officials have had to tell many people to wait as they look to survey the fire destruction in their neighborhoods. Sheriff Robert Luna.
People are saying, I just want to go look at my house and I want to see what's left. We know that, but we have people literally looking for the remains of your neighbors. Please be patient with us.
Strong winds could imperil other parts of the area that have been spared up to now, as we hear from CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
Authorities warn that the entire region is at risk. Millions have their bags packed as their fellow Angelenos cope with what's already been lost.
Devastating. It's devastating and numbing.
Firefighters have been pre-treating perimeters with retardant to buy critical time for when high winds ground aerial teams.
The fires are blamed for at least 24 deaths and the loss of more than 12,000 homes and businesses. CBS's Elise Preston is in the Altadena area.
You're seeing a lot of people really just open up their hearts and give. We were with a family yesterday and some man came up to them and said, are you a victim? Were you impacted by the fires? And the family said yes. And the man reached into his wallet, pulled out $100 and just gave it to the family.
Nearly three dozen people have been arrested for looting since the fires began last week. Confirmation hearings begin tomorrow for Trump cabinet selections. CBS's Nancy Cordes says that includes Pentagon pick Pete Hegseth. An issue could be who sees an FBI background check that was done on him.
The FBI has looked into it. It has shared what it found with the top Democrat and the top Republican on the Armed Services Committee, which will be holding the hearing tomorrow. But there are other members of that committee who are saying, hey, I'd really like to see what's in that background report as well.
Officials say U.S. and Arab mediators made big progress overnight toward brokering a possible ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war and the release of hostages held in Gaza, but a deal's not been reached yet. Denmark says it's ready to discuss the future of Greenland with President-elect Trump. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Foreign Minister Rasmussen says Trump has a specific way of formulating requests and he doesn't want a dispute over the issue. Therefore, his country is willing to have more detailed talks on Greenland.
The Americans have certain concerns about the security situation in the Arctic, which we share. Therefore, in close cooperation with Greenland, we are ready to continue talks with the incoming president.
He called Trump's concerns legitimate.
A magnitude 6.6 earthquake rattled southwestern Japan. No reports of serious damage. Wall Street, the Dow is up 11. NASDAQ is down more than 300. This is CBS News.